Time for sports at 88.5 KNKX. A lot happened in the world of sports this year in Seattle and across the state. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talks about the five stories he feels were the most significant. Art, at number five, University of Washington basketball.
Yes, both men and women. Both were a little traumatized. The Washington men had a terrible season capped by a 13-game losing streak. And after that, athletic director Jen Cohen fired Lorenzo Romar after 15 seasons. Romar had been to the NCAA tournament six times, but none in the last 6 years. They fired him, and they hired Mike Hopkins, a longtime assistant at Syracuse. And he's been a positive uptick, I think, so far because of his energy and imagination that he's applied to a lineup that lost a lot of players. On the women's side, Mike Nabors had taken Washington to the heights they've never seen in that program before. Three very good years out of four. He took the top job in his native Arkansas at the University of Arkansas, and Jody Wynn from Long Beach State has replaced him. They're off to a slow start because they really lost a lot of talent in Kelsey Plum and Chantel Osahor.
Your number four story is the social activism of the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think it really had a national impact. Michael Bennett was in the forefront of not only the protests that preceded every game at the anthem, but he was also very articulate in explaining why and how the players were in this position to use their platforms. And the other guy that was very effective in leadership was Doug Baldwin. There is something tangible to come from the activism. It's just not complaining, it's doing.
All right. Now, your number three story.
MLS, Sounders, second time at the Cup. It was really a remarkable feat. That's the hardest thing in pro sports. You can get to the title once, but to do it twice, that's a big deal. The only problem was they didn't finish
right at
the MLS Cup in Toronto. Same opponent as last year. It was 2-0, but it doesn't change the fact that it was a very successful season, and Clint Dempsey is coming back for another year.
All right, number two, back to college basketball, Gonzaga in the Final Four.
Yes, that was a major breakthrough for basketball in the state. And they reached the pinnacle, but they didn't conquer it because North Carolina was really too much, 71-65 in the championship game.
All right, and now your number one sports story of the year.
There is an arena coming to Seattle. It wasn't what anybody had thought over the last several years, but a developer, Oakview Group, promised $600 million to renovate Key Arena. And the city had a plan for 5 years with Chris Hansen down in Soto, but that never materialized. And the notion of remodeling the Key, while expensive and while inconvenient for a lot of people who live and work in the Lower Queen Anne area, was mitigated to some degree when the developer not only threw $600 million at the arena itself, they gave $40 million to the transportation issue and another $20 million to community nonprofit. And they think they can recoup it through concerts and the inclusion of a National Hockey League expansion franchise. It looks like that deal could come through for an opening in October of 2020. The NBA still has not committed to expansion, but somewhere 2024, 2025, there is the notion that they will expand and Seattle will be at the top of the list. But that's a long time from 2008 when the Sonics left.
Talking about hockey first, let's remind folks about the Seattle Metropolitans.
Well, this is the 100th anniversary of the Seattle Metropolitans Stanley Cup Championship, 1917. And we at Sports Press Northwest have a six-part series coming up on the history of the Metropolitans. So we're going to be talking about that in early January because, well, we're not going to be talking Seahawks playoffs.
Oh, boy. All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.